The Westminster Shorter Catechism number 83 tells us that no one since the fall can perfectly keep the commandments of God, but daily falls short of them, breaking them in thought, word, and deed. And you may think, well, of course, do we really need to state that? And the answer is, yes, we do. Because many branches of the church down through the centuries have looked at what the Bible tells us about the need to walk with God. And they've looked at statements like 1 John 1:5, that this is the message that we've heard from God and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. And so they have believed that the Bible teaches us that if we're really walking with God, if we're really filled with the Spirit, then we will attain to a life of perfection and of no sin. The problem that always results, though, is that Christians who believe that have to end up redefining sin, what it is. Any failure to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, any failure at all to love our neighbor as ourself, and so forth, they have to redefine sin much in the same way that the Pharisees did in the first century. The other thing that happens is, so you kind of have a couple of different kinds of Christians if they're in that strain of thought. One is those who are just naturally confident by personality, and they go along just fine because they've never really met a doubt in their life anyway. And so they think they're sinless. But many other Christians don't have that kind of personality. They tend much more to self-doubt. And those kind of Christians have a torturous life in which they're constantly in fear because, on the one hand, they know they're supposed to be living a perfect life. They think it's attainable, and yet something down deep keeps telling them that they're not. Well, what we need to do is to read on in 1 John chapter 1. After he says that if we walk in darkness instead of life, then we lie and do not practice the truth, he goes on to tell us some other ways that we can lie to ourselves. He says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. So somehow, this walking with God in the light does not mean perfection. In fact, walking with God in the light means not saying to yourself that you have no sin. If you say to yourself that you have no sin, you're not walking in the light. But then how can you have sin and yet walk with God in the light? And if you say that you have no sin, you're not walking with God in the light. Well, this is the way that God saves us. He saves us in one sense completely and finally because we are united to Christ. And so everything that is true of Jesus is true of us. And so the New Testament writers will speak of us as not only having been justified and glorified, but already being seated with Jesus in the heavenly places. It's that perfect, it's that complete. Yet, on the other hand, it speaks of us as having the Holy Spirit work in us day by day, moment by moment, moving us closer to walking with God in the light. But in the meantime, an integral part of walking with God in the light is agreeing with God. That's what confession means. Agreeing with God that if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we're making God a liar. His word is not in us. Now, John goes on to say, he says, look, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. That's the goal. Walk with God. But if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Because of this truth, because of this gospel, you walk daily, growing in sanctification, walking toward God in light, and you do it out of joy. You don't do it out of fear that at any moment you're going to lose your salvation. You do it out of joy because God has hold of you in Christ.